And it's so good to see all of you, despite that we could not meet in person, but it's really good that the Lord still can gather us together over Zoom. 很高兴看到弟兄姐妹们，那虽然我们没有办法来在一起聚在一起，但是呢，主还可以借着网上让我们可以彼此的交通，彼此的勉励。 也彼此的鼓励，能够一起来在这个教养儿女的事上，我们可以来有学习。不晓得大家开始之前有没有什么问题？ Do we have any question before we get started? I think that probably more brother and sister will join, but it's time, it's 7:02. So let's start. Okay. 还有弟兄姐妹会继续的上来参加，但是因为时间已经到了，我们就开始。好，我们一起有点祷告。主，我们的心何等感谢你！主，我们是你的儿女。主啊，是天父的儿女。主，你在用福音，借着主的宝血。 主，你重生了我们，让我们从心里面，主可以来呼叫阿爸父。父亲，我们晚上一起聚集在你的名里，我们要来交通教养儿女的事。主，也谢谢你，你也把我们肉身的儿女来赐给我们，我们求你教导我们怎么样照着主的心意来教养你所赐给我们的儿女。 好叫你的心可以得到满足，愿你赐给我们敞开的交通，也给我们一颗谦卑的心，可以彼此学习，也彼此鼓励。主，我们承认，我们还有许多需要学的，主啊，愿你借着弟兄姐妹的交通，让我们能够都得到帮助，让主的心也得到满足。我们把下面的时间仰望在恩主的手中，愿你丰富与我们同在。 祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。好，那我很快的，感谢主。我很快的跟大家交通一下今天晚上的时间的安排。我们有90分钟的时间，所以我们会花这分成三个部分。第一个部分会交通到说怎么样子在生活上来教养儿女。 然后第二个部分是怎样把孩子带到主的面前，那这两个部分我们都会有三个家庭跟我们先分享，然后呢后面有问题解答。每一个部分呢是35分钟，然后最后呢我们会有15分钟的时间，我们再分组，再有一点点交通和祷告。今天的时间大概就是这样。那开始的时候呢，我们愿意一起来看主的话。 在箴言主就告诉我们说，要教养孩子，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。那我们感谢主，圣经上讲说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，给我们在一个时间的里面，这时间也不是很长，也只有18年的时间在我们的身边，然后呢，教养儿女，使他们行当行的道。 走这个在主的道上，就是到老也不偏离。那我们感谢主，今天我们可以来交通这个题目。那特别在诗篇的第127篇有讲到说，少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。在诗篇127篇第4节、第5节，箭袋充满的人变为有福。 他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不自羞愧。我们知道今天在这个时代的里面，有很多的仇敌，仇敌要让我们羞愧。但是感谢主，主让我们可以跟仇敌，在仇敌面前可以昂首，可以来照着主的话，可以来打败仇敌。那怎么办呢？就要用这个剑，这个剑就是。 少年所生的儿女啊， 那愿我们每一个每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都像勇士一样，能够把这个剑预备好，能够磨得亮，能够真的这个剑能够达到功用，而且还要射，要射得准。一个再锋利的剑射歪了也达不到它的果效。那我们真是愿意照着主的心意把孩子带到主的面前。所以这个剑要预备好，这就是我们第一部分要交通的，怎么样子在生活上来教养儿女。所以这剑呢就是要很直，然后呢要磨得利。然后第二部分呢就是要射，对不对？那射在哪里呢？这就要照主的心意能够把儿女带到神的面前，带到让儿女呢跟主自己有建立一个好的关系。那这样子我们在仇敌的面前，我们就可以跟仇敌夸胜，来靠着主的恩典，我们可以把儿女能够照着主的恩典来养育到主，然后长大，然后呢每一个儿女都算数，每一个剑袋里面每一根剑都要算数，都不可以有失去的，而且呢都要是一个很在神的手中成为有用的一个器皿啊，那可以在这幕后的世代里面为主做见证啊。好，那只有这样我们彼此勉励。好，那下面我们就开始第一个部分的，就是讲到说怎么样在生活上，在实际的生活上来教养儿女啊。那开始的时候我们请 Caleb 跟 Stephanie 有点交通。
All right, thank you, Brother Jack. You know, we don't presume to know much, but we will share a little bit about what the Lord has taught us over the years. It's quite surprising that in raising children, you know, we initially thought that we would be the ones teaching them, but often the Lord teaches us and matures us through our children. Speaking about the practical aspects of raising children, the Lord revealed to us pretty early on that the children that God gave us are actually not ours. They're the Lord's. And we see this in Psalms 24:1, which says, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who live in it." Like our bodies, our family, our work, our time, and our home, these are all things that belong to the Lord. We are but stewards of what he has given us. And it is with this attitude in mind that we have learned to raise our children. And in turn, God has taught us much about himself through our children. I still remember early on in my fatherhood when I used to come home from work, I saw many things that I guess you can say could be improved upon, right? Sometimes when I came home, I would hear the kids crying. The living room was not as clean as I last saw it. And dinner didn't taste the same way as my mother made it. Right. And I came back with many words of criticism, you know, much like the Israelites in when they were in the wilderness. However, I remember one day at work when someone overlooked my own contribution in a project. You know, God reminded me of the importance of the unit, right, of the family that he entrusted to me, both as a husband and a father. He reminded me that often the contribution of everyone in the family is not always seen, nor is it always appreciated. And that for a family to work, our words must be of encouragement and love as we look to the Lord to lead us. So I remember that evening when I got home, I parked in the garage and I stayed in the car and I stayed there to pray. And I prayed that God as my Heavenly Father would give me as the father of this household, his words of encouragement, his heart of patience, and his eyes of love as I serve and led this family to his presence and his will. And I began to do this every day before I enter the house. And now during the pandemic, I do this every morning before I begin my day. This also actually became mine and Stephanie's approach to when we began to raise our children. You know, when we made decisions on how our kids spend their time and their days, the question isn't only on how would it benefit them in the future, but is this something that is pleasing to God? One of the examples is basically how our kids spend their time after school. And our kids are currently in fourth grade and second grade in kindergarten. And they generally have the whole afternoon open as homework right now is pretty minimal. Well, except for the fourth grader who has a little more homework. So a lot of the questions arose, should we put them in math tutoring classes or art classes, ballet, soccer, music? We heard a lot of families in school doing many tutoring classes after school every day. And as young parents, we also felt the same pressure of doing the same thing. So we prayed and we asked God and how he would like for the children that he gave to our care to spend their afternoons. So after much prayer, he gave us peace to have our kids do two activities. One was piano and the other was soccer. And this took about 1 to 2 hours, 2 days out of the week. All right. Piano taught them discipline and practice, discipline to practice. And they could also spend time with grandma who was their piano teacher. And they also learned hymns on the piano to one day serve the Lord. And soccer was chosen because of teamwork and exercise. And the rest of the time, the kids have open play time. When they get home, they get to play board games, Legos, do crafts, they get to read, and they get 2 units of 30 minutes on the computer each day. All right. And we let them, see how they want to split that up. Everything is done in the open and in the living room, upstairs or downstairs, all right, so that everyone can hear and see what everyone is doing. Right? And during their play time, if I get a break from work, I come out to talk to them about their days. I spend 5 minutes playing with them or observing their computer time. You know, we talk through it, see what they're doing. And this gives us time to talk about things later on during dinner time. And dinner was a wonderful time to talk. And I try to share with the kids about my work and the lessons that I'm learning in the Lord during the day. It allows the kids to really hear life testimonies and it generally helps them to be more open to share. And sometimes we even talk about current events in the world and we give them opportunities to ask questions and share their own thoughts. I know they're still young, but you'll be surprised how observant they are. And following their questions, we would share our thoughts and how they relate to the things of God. You know, all in all, we are still learning so much. And God continues to remind us that our children are not ours, but they are the Lord's. And he has entrusted us as parents to raise them up, not for the world to use, but for his purpose and his will. You know, with that, I will pass it on to Brother and Sister Lee.
Okay, so excuse me. Let me just one more reminder about translation. If you need to translation, please go down at the bottom. Supposedly there's an interpretation. You can click it and then choose a translation. Okay. 所以我提醒一下弟兄姐妹，如果您需要翻译的话， 就是走到这个 Zoom 最下面一个，然后有一个 interpretation 就可以选中文。那这样子的话，如果等一下需要，就弟兄姐妹用英文交通的时候就可以听得见。 好 ，OK， that's it，
那下面就请卢明姐妹交通。感谢主，今天有机会和大家一起就来分享一下在管教子女身上的一些学习。那我们家两个孩子，老大六年级，初中的第一年，老二是在二年级。那我最大的学习呢，其实和前面 Caleb 弟兄的 分享的是一样的，就是看到说孩子不是我们自己的，是神的。因为如果看孩子是我们自己的，在管教的时候就容易落在自己的血气当中，就滥用神赐给我们做父母的权柄。难听的说，就是仗着我们自己是父母，然后凭着我们自己的喜好和方便去欺负孩子，甚至和孩子为敌。 而且从孩子的角度来说呢，小的时候他们服软，很可能只是因为他们害怕了，那我也没有达到我真正管教的目的。很多人可能知道我之前一直在婴儿室服侍，所以当有一天我就意识到，原来自己在面对自己孩子的时候，我却忘记了说这是神的孩子，我就真的是到神的面前来检讨自己。 所以管教孩子首先是来管教我自己，认识到说他不是我的，是主的，然后立定心智到神面前来学习如何管教孩子。那每个孩子他们管教方式是不一样的，同一个孩子在不同阶段他们的管教方式也不一样，所以这实在是要求神给我们智慧。我们需要花时间去观察，去了解我们的孩子，然后和他们朝夕相处中去找到最适合他们的方式。 那主要和大家就来探讨两个原则。那我们的学习呢，也全是来自神对我们的管教。我们的出发点呢，是希望在孩子身上为神来预备神向着孩子的工作。那第一个原则就是爱里的管教，因为神向着我们每个人也是慈爱的管教。神恨恶罪，但神爱世人，所以首先要有爱，这是对我们做父母来说的。那孩子乖或者不乖，我们都不能偏待。潜移默化中呢，是想让孩子明白我们对他们的爱和关心，不是他们凭着自己的行为可以来赚取的。然后就是管教，神对我们的管教是为着我们的好。那我们管教子女是因为爱主，主要我们去管教，也是因为我们爱孩子，为着孩子的好。那我在管教上面真的学过很多功课，最大的学习就是在孩子面前也承认我们做父母也有软弱时候，需要神的管教和引导。我向老大认过错，那时候他大概是二三年级，我跟他坦诚说我是第一次做妈妈，我对美国的成长环境也不熟悉，过去很多的管教可能就是凭着自己有限的认知和判断，无意中呢冤枉过或者是苛责过他。我请他和我一起祷告，为我也为他，我们一起到神面前来求神的帮助。那时候他挺明白了，我想让他知道我并不是针对他，而是和他在同一阵营的，我们是一起去经历神的带领和管教。那第二个原则呢，是给孩子认错改正的机会，这也是我过去做的不好的地方。我很容易在孩子身上就去定罪，他的解释会让我看作是他在强词夺理，甚至在撒谎。我觉得我不能给他这样的机会，所以就会一针见血地指出他身上的毛病。那这样做其实特别不好。神怜悯，后来在重新读那个创世纪中亚当和夏娃的故事，还有该隐和亚伯的故事，就看到神会先来问神，耶和华会问亚当说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？耶和华也会问女人说，你做的是什么事呢？然后耶和华问该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？我觉得很惭愧啊，以前在读这些的时候呢，就会带入自己的血气和判断，觉得神是在质问他们。后来慢慢就看到神，难道神真不知道答案吗？神其实是给人认罪悔改的机会，所以我就开始学习给孩子机会，鼓励他们勇敢来面对自己的错误，不要觉得认错是一件羞耻的事情。这个很不容易，尤其是在我过去做错了很长一段时间，实在是需要神的恩赐来帮助我，也来帮助我们的孩子来归正。所以讲了这么多，大家也发现了，管教子女说到底是要来管教我们自己，我们要先来顺服神的管教，要来学习爱我们的孩子，学习向着我们的孩子要有一颗怜悯的心。在管教子女这件事情上面，我们实在没有话语权，而是和孩子一同来接受神的管教和带领。
谢谢姐妹，那下面我们请Jonathan 或者 Michelle， 不要谁先。
Yeah, so hi everyone. So I really want everyone to focus on one thing, and that is when you think about your children, right, does it put a smile on your face? And to me, if we think about our children and we have a big smile, that means we're seeing from God's perspective, because children is a gift from God. And our God is good, so the gift he gave it to us is also good. So therefore, when we think of our children, we should have that joy, and we should really be looking forward to having that children. If the Lord is willing. All right. But my focus is really about, spending time with the children and training up children from the smallest thing. Because Proverbs 4:23 tells us, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So So this is actually one thing, just like the brother sister mentioned earlier. As a parent, actually, we are learning before the Lord, just like our children, because it is the first time for all of us to be a father or to be a mother. So we being a sinner, we don't know how. But thankfully, we have a Heavenly Father who is perfect. So when we are willing to go before Him to learn, God teaches. And all our children, they are different. So, you know, what you taught the first one, you may not use the same way to taught to teach your second one. So that's really one thing that we have learned, is that to just bring these things before the Lord. And to train up the children from the smallest thing, I think one of the critical thing is that by spending time together, we get to observe their characters. We get to observe their heart. And then from that, hopefully we can teach them or to direct them in the way of the Lord. So I'm a more of a handyman, so I love to, tinker things and fixing things and do things in the house. Naturally, so when I do this, I discover that, you know, bring the children and, you know, do it together with them. Because these are, they are using the intellect, the healthy body, the hand, the finger that God has given them. So I really love to encourage my kids and as well as doing things with them. And many times it always starts from something small. And then don't expect them to be able to pick up or do it faster, right? Because they are children. They're young. So therefore, continue to encourage them. And the goal is actually to just do it with them. One thing that we have discovered is that because we do have many children, so it's necessary to do house chores together. But I really don't like the word chores, because whenever we mention about chores, we think about something that's burdensome and then that's bothersome, right? But then the thing is, we need to, you know, turn that around and then instill into the children, hey, we can do it in love and we can do it with a whole lot of fun. So one very practical example is that in our household, we have laundries. We have dirty clothes, and then after wash, there are just too many clothes to fold by the parents alone. So what we have done is that we will just do it together. And pretty much if they are above grade school, they have the hand-eye coordination, they can learn to fold their own clothes. That's from our discovery. But when we are folding the clothes, we do it together. In a room, we sit on different corners of the bed, and then we use that time to fold clothes, and then we talk, right? Because when you are folding the clothes, if you're just focusing on the task, it's boring. So we talk. We talk about just about anything. But it's really these type of small things that we find binds the family together. And also we use the small things to really understand, you know, where they are in terms of their heart, in terms of their attitude. So we really just appreciate, you know, children are given to us by the Lord. And like sisters sharing, they are to train us up in the Lord as well. So that's my sharing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Jonathan. Now we have a few minutes, maybe about 15 minutes for Q&A. 下面我们有15分钟问题解答的时间。如果你想问问题的话，就把那个麦克风 unmute, and then can, just ask question. Okay, 下面就自由弟兄姐妹可以交通。Yeah, so if you want to ask question, please just unmute yourself and, just ask.那我想我先问一个问题好了。 这是我们常常做爸爸哈，这个的一个常犯的错，至少是我，怎么样能够不要在血气的里面管教孩子？我们常常都是在血气的里面，照我的意思管教哈，在实际的生活上，怎么样能够不要照血气管教？我们请那个主日学的老师哈，或者是刚才交通的这三个家庭都可以回答好不好？或者弟兄姐妹，你如果其他地方里面有感动也可以回答好不好？我们就比较自由的交通的时间，怎么样能够不要在血气的里面来管教孩子？有没有弟兄姐妹愿意帮我一下
My mom had a very good way with me when I was growing up. She would send us to the bathroom first. And so when she told me or my younger brother to go to the bathroom, we knew, you know, that was a punishment was coming. But it, that period of time, however long it was, a few minutes,when we had to go wait in the bathroom was the time when my mom spent to calm down, to ask the Lord to control her emotions, and she would pray. And she would come before the Lord so that it would not be the anger or the emotion that takes the, you know, control. And when she has calmed down, when she has brought the issue before the Lord, then she would come in and talk with us. And she was very reasonable. And just as our sister had shared earlier, you know, every child's punishment or the consequence needs to match the child. And so that time that she spent to ask the Lord was very appropriate. And so that was my experience growing up.
Yeah, thank you. Any other questions?还有其他的问题吗？
我想那个再补充一点啊，就是那个我在我们家这个小孩子很小的时候，也开始的时候也是经常会在这个血气里面啊，就是很生气的时候，那就可能会很大声的来训斥他们，或者是就说一些可能不和血气里面说一些话，但是。就很快我就发现就特别是我们家老大哈，他很小的时候，他生气的时候他也会声音就变得很大，然后会一些很激动的一些举动哈。那我就发现原来他是好像是在就像看见一个镜子一样。那我后来我就想到，如果我要他能够，我是希望他能够比较好的控制自己的情绪的话，那我首先要控制好自己的情绪，所以就后面就会比较注意一些，就是一点点学习嘛。
还有什么问题吗？这是很好的机会，大家可以彼此有交通，彼此有鼓励。
我在这里有一个问题。
是。
我的孩子现在他现在10岁，上4年级。他就是在有一段很长时间，我发现他就是对自己的身体的一些变化他非常的感兴趣。那我就会慢慢的尝试，我会，因为我也不是很清楚应该怎样来去引导他，怎样来去认识他的身体。那借着跟姊妹们的这个交通，然后也借着祷告呢，我就在圣经上面找一些来跟他来分享，然后就是说神为什么来创造我们，那创造我们的这些身体有什么用处哈。那当然我知道我的回答可能也是很不足的。那还有一个问题就是说现在我不知道就是同龄的孩子在他们的身上会有一些什么样的就是他们会产生一些什么样的问题。我想每个孩子都不一样，他们的这个年龄的成长的发展的这个阶段也会不一样。那在我的女儿的身上经过她的这个读经，比如说她都会读到这个亚当和夏娃，她说亚当她和她的妻子同房，夏娃就怀孕了。他就会问这个同房是什么意思，那我就不知道应该怎样回答。 那他说同房就是睡在一起吗？那我就很勉强就说是的，但是后面接下来我该怎样回答我就不知道了。所以对于这个问题，我想大部分他都是从圣经里面就是会读到，比如说行淫方面的，比如说民数记里面有一些行淫的一些词。那我就非常的好奇，就是说当我们孩子就是他现在已经到这个年龄，他也许需要去知道一些这样的一个一些就是好奇的东西，还有一个就是说当他读到圣经里面所讲到的这些词语的时候，我们做父母的我们应该怎样来去跟孩子去讲我觉得这是我最大的最近一个非常大的一个困扰。谢谢。
我们请五年级的老师来回答好不好？ Fifth grade teacher。 Yeah, Gloria, sorry, maybe you can use chips. I noticed that too, when it's too close to interfere.
Can you hear me
right now? I see. Okay, so Simon, can you take Gloria out of interpreter?
It's okay. I'm using chips device to talk.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just address the matter of how to approach sexual issues with our children. I think that no matter what age your child is, even first grader parents, this question might come up. And when they're very young, first grade, second grade, even third grade, I think you can just answer it very straightforward and simple. And oftentimes they just have that one little question. And as long as you can be very calm and just answer it very straightforward and simple, just keep it very simple, they're satisfied. When you get into fourth grade, fifth grade, I do think they are ready to hear more. And I do think it's important as parents that maybe you even go before the Lord about how to teach your children about this. But I really think it's best that our children hear from us about this subject first. We cannot trust the schools anymore, not at all. As a matter of fact, they have a very evil agenda beginning in preschool, even kindergarten now. And so we can't rely upon the world whatsoever. And I think it's beautiful that our sister shared from Genesis. And right there, you can talk about the fact that God created male and female. And only as male and female can we truly, fully give him all the glory. And then also, I think very simply, if you can obtain a copy of a book that might have some basic pictures, or even search online for educational pictures for human reproduction. That's the key word to use. Because I think, you know, if you type in sex or whatever, it might give you pictures that are not educational. Human reproduction diagrams, those would be words to use in your search. And you can select, you know, just some basic anatomy. Start with the pictures of whatever gender your child is. So if it's a girl, start with the girl anatomy. If it's a boy, start with the boy anatomy. And I suggest starting from the outside because that's what they know. And then just giving some very basic anatomy, you know, structure talk there. And then from there, just simply talk about the function of each of those. And that even though this is kind of weird and it makes us feel uncomfortable, but this is what God created it for. And then, and that's just a good starting point. This would be a very long talk if I gave you everything, but I think that's a good starting point. And then just ask the Lord and he can give you wisdom. And you can also seek me for fellowship if you want more information.
Thank you, Gloria. Yeah. So, let's just take one or two more questions. 我们再有一两个问题好吗？
我可以问一个问题。
呀，可以。
对，就是因为现在很多小孩子都是上online 上课，然后比如说我们聚会Sunday School也是online，那我觉得就是说 一个问题就是说怎么能让他们一个就是在上课的时候比较专注一点第二个就是说能怎么能够平衡你这个 online 的这个时间还有你平常的时间，因为就是知道在网上花了很长时间，但是我觉得很就是有时候很难控制他们的这个时间，所以我想听听别弟兄姊妹们有没有什么好的学习。
所以是两个部分的问题，一个就是说怎么样子能够上课的时候能够专注啊，那二方面就是说怎么样平衡这个在网上或在电脑上的时间跟其他的时间，是不是？不晓得有没有哪位老师愿意跟我们分享？在这方面有没有哪位弟兄姐妹有点学习可以分享一下？这个特别有经历过这个孩子上网这段时间用上网课那的确是不太容易有没有什么好的就是我们觉得对孩子有帮助的一些点可以交通？
I'll share something briefly about what we've been doing. You know,I'm at home right now full time for work and I log in every day. And one of the things that I know, you know, what we try to do at home is make sure everything's transparent, that everyone's able to see everything. So my door is always open unless there's an important meeting that I need to have video on and, you know, whatnot. So, you know, my kids always see what I am doing, right? And, whenever they come in, sometimes they would come to my room and we would talk and, they said, Dad, what are you doing? Right?And, you know, when my screen basically faces the door. So anyone walks past my door, they can see what's on my screen. Right. And, it keeps me, you know, in check to make sure I'm focused at work. I'm doing what I need to be and be responsible. At the same time, you know, my kids, when they see that, they know that I'm not trying to hide anything too. So when sometimes I would, you know, during a short break, I would pass by the room.And I would just not say, what are you doing? You know? I would go in and just walk in and say, you know, how's school doing? And if I see them unfocused, you know, like I'd say, you know, hey, what are you guys talking about right now in school? And sometimes they would tell me, sometimes they say it's kind of boring, right? But, you know, after that, you know, later on, I said, let's talk about during lunch. All right. So sometimes we would talk about some of the topics during lunch.You know, and I would, you know, give a little more context to it. And that's really, you know, really a wonderful blessing that Lord has allowed for us, you know, some of us workers who are able to have the luxury of working at home right now, trying to capitalize on that opportunity. So that's what's helped our kids stay focused. Again, they see that I'm focused at work, I'm being responsible. And I share a lot with my own, you know, my sort of struggle sometimes. I would say, yeah, sometimes I'm tired, don't feel like working, but, you know, this is what,God has given us to be responsible with, right? And again, I don't tell them what to do. I try to share with them what the Lord is doing in my life so they can see it as an example. The second thing, I guess, is regarding TV time. I didn't really hear the question really well. Sorry, our kids walked in. I think it's just TV time. For us, for Joshua, he struggled quite a bit with computer. You know, in the beginning, before the pandemic, we tried to limit his time.Quite extensively, but after a while, you know, everything's virtual, so he's on the computer quite a bit. But now we saw that in the mornings after he's done, and again, afternoon, he's pretty open, right? So we didn't know what to do. You know, we were like, should we stop him, you know, midway through a game? You know, what do we allow him to see? You know, how much? And so, you know, we really prayed about this because on one hand, he felt really bored when he wasn't on the computer. He almost felt like it was such a strong pull, right? So he was actually very, a very naughty boy when he wasn't playing, right? And Steph will talk about this in her sharing a little bit later. But, you know, what we ended up doing was basically break up his time to half an hour segments. you know, we know the attention span of kids is really from 30 minutes to 40 minutes or so. I would say about 30 minutes. But, you know, this would also not allow them to get too lost into something. All right. And then so we'd be 30 minutes and then we would say, you have 2 units of 30 minutes. If you want to do the full hour, go ahead. But you have 2 times so you can play half an hour and then go do something else and then come back and do another half an hour. And after that, in the beginning, he was, you know, he didn't like it. He wanted to do like 2 hours, 3 hours. But after a while, he got used to it. He's like, okay. You know, on the weekend, we give him just a little bit more. All right. But that's kind of helped us. And then after that, he expects it. And everyone is treated the same way. All of our kids get 2 units every single day. After that, they get very creative. They go outside sometimes when it's not too cold or too hot. Right. And then they do games at home, you know, board games. They talk, they draw. And they when they have no other option, they're actually very, very creative.
Okay. Thank you, Caleb. So let's move on to the second half of the session to talk about how to bring the children to the Lord. Okay. 下面我们就进到第二个单元啊，就是怎么样把孩子带到主的面前。那特别呢，在孩子在从小他们从一年级开始呢，我们就可以怎么样？我知道主日学老师有给他们读圣经啊。然后给他们一些作业，那当然有参加礼拜五跟礼拜天的这个就是上课，那这都很重要啊，要鼓励孩子们都要能够来参加这个一起孩子们的课啊。那但是在家庭生活里面呢，我们怎么样子带孩子来认识主啊，为他们的救恩祷告，让他们每个人在从小的时候就敬畏主，就认识主，而且接受主做救主啊。那我讲这个单元，我们就注重在这个部分。那第一个交通呢，还是请 Stephanie 姐妹能够交通。
So our children's full born again salvation is of utmost importance, and our day to day life is full of opportunities.To have their soul also experience salvation as well. Their mind, emotions, and will all need to be dealt with. Last summer, on the PowerPoint in the sharing from our sister, there's a point that says doing right from choice is the training of the will, and that is the aim of education. The child is to choose and will for himself what his parent wills when he is left to himself in later life.So I'm also going to use Joshua, who's in second grade, as our example of what the Lord is doing in his life. So the transition to learning at home, which we've already shared a little bit about, has been more difficult for Joshua in comparison to his sisters. He used to love working for tangible rewards from his teachers for good behavior, but virtual school does not provide him with any of the prizes he used to get and bring home.He occasionally struggled with paying attention at the beginning and often made a fuss about doing assignments that he did not like. It took us a few weeks to struggle with him over school, and I finally saw how I needed to not only pray for Joshua, but he needs to pray for himself every day as well. There was one morning before school started that I forgot to pray with him.His attitude that entire day was terrible. He was frustrated and angry about everything for no good reason, and I quickly saw what I had neglected in prayer that day resulted in his emotions getting the better of him. I told Joshua all of this and told him that we cannot skip praying together one-on-one before his classes begin.He has to choose and remember to ask Jesus for help all day long, especially when he is frustrated. But I need to take action in bringing him with me to the Lord. He is still learning that the awesome day he prays for every day is the intangible reward from Jesus. Since we started praying together, he has had more awesome days than bad days, thank the Lord. Now, Joshua also loves computer games, which we just mentioned.After many months of feeling discouraged about his hours on the computer, as well as his unhappy demeanor, I had to ask the Lord to give me wisdom and be firm in my own will for the sake of Joshua's training. We decided that on school days, he gets 2 30-minute sessions to play on the computer after his schoolwork is done by setting a timer. On Saturday, he can have a few more sessions, but Sunday is completely computer-free for the children. When I told Joshua, he cried because he was so upset. He walked by his dad's room one day and sighed very loudly, "I wish I can have more computer time." He then asked me one day while helping in the kitchen if I could ask his dad for more computer time. I thanked the Lord so much for Joshua's soft heart, as he really heard what I was trying to say when I responded to him, "Joshua, no, I won't ask Dad for more computer time because you're not a very happy person when you use the computer so much." He didn't say anything, but we saw in his actions and on his face starting from that day that he accepted this and was willing to obey. Of course, he's not perfect. He's still learning lessons on being honest, but we saw in Joshua how he came to accept this arrangement, not allowing his own will and emotions to fight back. He now plays like a normal 8-year-old boy and is able to find life outside of the computer, much to our relief. It is the Lord's grace and mercy. I thank the Lord.
And glory, yes. 下面就请李俊弟兄交通。
那我就跟大家交通一点，就是我们在这个家庭的祭坛上面的一点学习哈。那我先跟大家分享一段经文，就是《生命记》的第六章第四到第九节。以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。那很感谢主哈，这个虽然这个已经过去一年里面我们都经历这个疫情，那这个疫情也给我们这个带来很就是我们的每天的生活带来很大变化，但是很感谢主的呢，就是我们在疫情之前，我们家里并没有就是说有固定的这个家庭的祭坛的时间。那从疫情开始以后，因为在教会没有这个拨饼的，就没有到教会去拨饼的这样一个机会，所以那弟兄也鼓励我们在家里自己有家里的祭坛，所以我们也就开始，就是在家里面，我们每天每个星期每周有固定的时间，就是我们也一起我们来拨饼。然后我们有交通，就是我们跟孩子一起有交通，我们一周当中在主里面有点学习，然后也有一点唱诗的时间。那很感谢主呢，有这样一个时间，我觉得非常非常的宝贵。因为我们的孩子们，他们虽然是在主日学里面也学了很多这个关于主的一些故事，很多的圣经的故事，但是呢我觉得他们毕竟很多地方他们还是会有不明白和不晓得的地方。就像主也说过，有些他所说的这些预言，他们有些外邦人听见了却不明白，看见了却不晓得。那这我觉得也不能怪孩子们，因为他们毕竟没有这方面的这个就是经历，所以他们很多还是不太明白，虽然好像明白，但是很多其实还是不太明白。但是通过我们跟他们的交通呢，就可以发现他们在哪里不明白，然后作为我们做父母的，我觉得这是一个非常好的机会，可以跟他们来解释，让他们能够有多一点的看见，多一点的明白。就比如说有一次我们跟他们交通到，就是我们在我们主日信息里面有弟兄就是讲到雅各和以扫的这个故事哈，那他们一听到这个故事，他们就很兴奋哈，他们说他们学到的这个故事，他们就把这个故事给我们讲，他们都记得很清楚哈，雅各跟以扫这个很有趣的故事。那我们问他们，你们想做雅各还是做以扫？他们说当然是做雅各哈。那为什么呢？他们就说因为雅各虽然一开始很坏，但是后来呢就变好了，所以他们要做雅各。而且他们就说到这个以扫他很笨哈，他就喝了这个一碗这个历史上最贵的红豆汤哈，他就去选了那个红豆汤，他们都知道这是一个很愚蠢的决定。但是呢，那我们问他们是不是，那你们如果有时候如果有这样的一个同样的这样一个选择在你面前，你们会选哪一个呢？比如说如果我们周五晚上有时候，如果你有一个好朋友有一个生日 party 啊， 那你们是选择去那个生日 party 呢，还是选择去教会？那他们讲到这个，他们就不说话了哈。就是他们，我知道他们心里肯定很想去那个生日 party， 但是呢，哎，他们就想到，确实有时候在这些选择的事情上面，真的是他们也有很多需要学习的地方。那我就接下来可以跟他们交通到，就比如说我们每天要读圣经啊，我们每天有祷告，这些都是我们可以亲近神的机会。那借着这些呢，那神我们可以来拣选这个神给我们这些上好的哈，而不是去被世界上的这些东西打扰我们的心思意念。那我们有一次还交通到这个好撒玛利亚人的故事哈，就是讲到那个灵舍，那他们对这个故事也很熟，这是他们主日学学到的这个故事哈，他们就讲到被强盗抢了，然后被打的这个人呢，就遇到这个一个祭司，遇到这个利未人，然后最后遇到这个撒玛利亚人来帮助他哈。那我问他，你们是愿意？你们愿意做这样一个好的撒玛利亚人吗？那他们当然都说很愿意。但是那我就继续问他们，如果那个被打的被抢的那个人是一个你不喜欢的一个人呢？如果正好这个人可能平时跟就是你不喜欢他，那你还会去帮助他吗？那接下来就我就跟他们还可以交通到其实主耶稣在我们还做罪人的时候，他就爱我们，然后他为我们还做罪人的时候，他就为我们上了十字架。那就让他们看到这个这样的一个救恩，那是主白白给我们的。那当我们能够得到这样一个救恩的时候呢，那我们才能够来得到他的这样一个永恒的生命，那我们才有可能去真的是像主所说的来做一个好的撒玛利亚人，来做就做到主所说的要爱人如己啊。那还有接下来就是说，我们在这个每天呢，我们还操练就是彼此的代祷，这个我觉得也是非常非常重要的一个功课。那我们最早开始，我们就是家庭里面我们开始彼此代祷呢，最早是在我们那个小儿子 Caleb 他很小的时候，有一次很严重的烫伤，那他就是整个前胸很大面积都被开水烫伤啊。那时候我们实在是没有任何办法来帮助他，那每天要给他换药啊，要洗，就是非常的痛。那时候从那时候开始呢，就是我们每天就是为了这个事情，我们每个人都为他来祷告，一起为他祷告哈。那从那个时候开始呢，那我们也就成了我们固定的每天我们在晚上就是睡觉，他们睡觉之前，我们就一起一家人在一起来彼此来代祷。我觉得这也是真的神给我们一个特别的恩典。那特别是在我们这个祷告当中呢，我们也让他们知道我们就是我们大人呢在生活当中也遇到很多的困难啊，我们有一些难处，我们也告诉他们，让他们来帮我们来祷告，也让他们知道这个主在我们身上的工作和带领。那如果我在工作当中遇到了一些难题，一些很难解决的问题呢，我也特别让他们来为我祷告。那我发现呢，孩子呢，其实他们非常乐意来为我们这些父母来祷告哈。他们，我觉得他们能够，有这样的一个，就是让他们觉得他们，不光是就是他们是接受帮助的那个，那一个人哈，他们也可以来帮助我们，他们用祷告来帮助我们。而且呢，当我们就是真是神也特别来听我们的祷告，还真是听祷告的神。那常常我们的问题本来非常难的问题就很奇妙的就解决了。那这也是让孩子跟我们一起来经历神在我们身上的工作。那有时候呢，就是有些但也不是说我们每一个祷告神马上就会垂听哈。那我就举一个例子，就是我们家这个老大 Austin 他前两年有开始呢，就是有睡眠上的有很大的问题。那我们家 Austin 呢，他就是是一个就是他的魂生命非常强啊，他有就是他的那个 mind 非常的 strong， 就是他如果他 确定想做的一件事，他非常感兴趣的事情，他可以真的花非常多的精力来做，非常专注的来做一件事情。但是呢，睡觉这件事情呢，反就是恰恰就是不管他怎么想要睡着，或者是他怎么怕睡不着，他都没有办法自己控制这件事情。那我们为这件事情祷告了很久，我们也请弟兄姊妹一起帮我们祷告啊，但是神没有很快的来答应这个祷告，那他就一直就是睡觉就会一直比如说整夜都睡不着，有时候就是非常的难受。那我们一开始我们也是用了想到了一切的办法啊，我们也有就是就我一开始有逼着他就一定要躺着，不许他起来哈，一定要躺着。我拿我就坐在他边上看着他躺在那儿，但其实最后我坐在凳子上都睡着了，他躺着还是睡不着，那就完全没有办法。那后来呢？那我过了一段时间，那也没有办法，那我们就也学习顺服和忍耐哈。那我们我们发现了他就是跟我们一起，如果跟我们一起睡，他就会睡得很安稳，他就好像没有什么问题。但让他一个人自己睡就完全不行，所以后来就让他就是在我们的床边上先搭一个地铺，就等于每天晚上在我们边上打地铺，跟我们一个房间，那是在边上打一个地铺，就这样，大概过了好几个月，那他渐渐的呢，就睡眠就比较正常。那然后到一直到目前为止呢，后来就搬到我们隔壁的 game room， 他就一直睡在那个 game room， 所以到目前为止他还是没有搬回他自己的那个房间去睡啊，他一直睡在 game room。那我们就继续为这个事情在祷告，希望他有一天可以睡回他自己的房间。但是我觉得神他恰恰就借着这个事情呢，让 Austin 来学习，在这个上面有学习，让他学习来依靠神。我觉得也是神特别对他的这个为了他的益处，对他有。神的这个安排，那我就先交通这些。
好，谢谢弟兄。下面请江倩前面。
把孩子们带到主的面前，是我们做父母的一个最大的一个负担和心愿。然后我们在这方面真的是教会也有很多很多的教导，真的是听了很多，但是到我们实际在生活中的时候，我觉得真的是。失败的例子失败的时候太多了。然后真的是我觉得是做父母的真的是责任。我就想到就是说刚信主的时候我们弟兄分享到就是说一个正常的基督徒的生活有五点，其中就包括读经、祷告、交通、播饼还有传福音。那我想如果我们做父母的真的是能够活出来这样正常的基督徒的生活，那么我们在儿女的教养方面应该是真的是就不是像现在失败的那么多。那么我们在过去的就是一段时间，我觉得真的是神的带领最一直在做的一件事，就是那个家庭的祭坛的时间，其实是也是我们家庭查经的时间。我们差不多有几年的时间，然后一开始的时候呢，我们的目标就是一星期一次，因为就是说现在真的是大家生活是太忙了，那么或者是工作的原因，或者是孩子们的活动的安排的原因，就是说我们一开始的时间就是目标就是一星期一次，那么呢后来就。一星期两次，现在因为疫情的关系，所以我们的时间就是比较自由一点，就是说有时间，然后大家就在一起读经。刚开始的时候，我们其实是读的很少，就是好像是那时候约翰福音的话，有时候只是读十几章、十几个经节而已。对，然后现在我们就是说每次就可以读一章。就是说循序的渐进，另外的一个学习就是说语言呢，不要成为这个障碍，因为我们做父母的很多母语不是英文，然后孩子们呢，他们读的都是英文的圣经，所以像我来说，一开始的时候跟他们一起用英文来读圣经、查考圣经，其实是很大的一个挑战，然后。但是我觉得这也是做父母真的是谦卑下来，有一个受教的心， 从孩子那边学习的一个机会，然后所以语言不是语言，然后最后一点呢，学习的就是说要做父母的要学会倾听，让孩子们来讲。一开始的时候我们聚在一起的时候就是做父母的讲的比较多，可能80%的时间都是父母在讲，因为我们觉得我们有很多的圣经的道理要讲给孩子们所以大部分是父母在讲，然后后来我们就是学习就是说要听孩子们讲，那么我们就是说每一个人就是从读的经圣经里边就选一个经节如果他们有感动的话呢他们就分享的多一点，如果没有感动的话呢就把那一个经节读出来。所以因为我们家孩子他们那个年龄的差距比较多，有高中的然后有学龄前的，然后但是呢每一次我们都是坐在一起，然后我们家反而是年龄特别小的，最小的他就特别喜欢，一说到 family time 就特别特别的兴奋，所以我们就坐在一起，然后年龄小的他们就讲的少一点，年龄大的然后就鼓励他们多讲一点我想然后我也是真的是一直在祷告，真的是神能借着他的话语能够改变我们孩子们的心。
好，谢谢。那我们下面就是问题解答的时间哈，有 Q&A 的 session 啊。那大家在关于怎么样把孩子带到神的面前关于孩子的救恩或者家庭的祭坛上面，还有什么问题可以提出来？或者是主日觉得老师有什么交通也可以自由交通好不好？那我先提一个问题好了，怎么样帮助孩子从小就建立一个读圣经的一个习惯？有没有弟兄姐妹愿意帮忙？
那我从小那个就是知道教导孩子重要，那我的方法呢，我就是在吃完早饭以后，我能每个人坐在一起读一段圣经，然后就祷告。那神非常的信实，我三个孩子都是在还没有报名的时候就知道是什么学校。那一生到现在他们其中有的现在在教会服侍啊，这个他们常说最感谢的就是从小还尤其出门的时候，每一个为他们平安祷告。那我觉得这一点是我真的非常感谢的。好，一点点
感谢主。
So I'd like to share that, you know, just like many example, you know, we need to do it with them. I think doing it with them is actually easier. Because when we merely tell themread your Bible, right? That become a command. And that become a responsibility. It's missing the point of when we read the Bible is actually to hear from God and to actually know the story, to know what God wants to tell us. So I really find that to be the same principle that when we ask our children to, let's say, sit at the table,Right. So instead of just ask them to set up the table, you do it with them. And then you tell them that, we do it in love so that we serve one another. Because our Lord Jesus, you know, serve. He is a servant king. And this is the attitude that he has. So just whenever possible, I find that, you know, just bring out the principle and the way how our Lord works, you know, into the life.That's where I find it to be very beneficial.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Any other questions? 还有没有其他的问题？主日学老师们有交通吗？ Yeah, Sunday school teachers, please feel free to share as well. I'm sure many will still have a lot to share. Perhaps we can break into small room earlier and then we can share more in the small room. Okay. 我想我们先去分组以后我们还是可以有一些时间交通和祷告。啊、对不起我现在是 host。
I just had a comment like,
Oh, please, yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just, you know, in elementary school, our kids, part of what they do in elementary school is talk about current events.And sometimes as parents, we have to engage, with our children to explain some of the things that they, read about in the news. You know, for example, the election, and then there was things like, different protests,and so they, at school, they have, you know, they have some discussion about that in school. So I think as parents, we have to also discuss with them so that we can explain to them how to view, the Christian perspective or, God's perspective of some of the things that are happening because they don't understand it here. It filtered through, you know, for my kids, they at school, they the class, they make them watch like CNN for kids or, and then the teachers kind of comment on it. So, I think it's important that we also, when they bring it up and have questions to discuss with them andshare with them, God's perspective or what the Christian perspective. Especially controversial things that they hear, they have a lot of questions and they don't understand.
Yeah, 我想这是一个很好的题目哈，也很切实现在我们的组的情形，所以有没有弟兄姐妹愿意分享一下怎么跟小的孩子讲到说这个 current event? How do we, fellowship with, or, you know, share with our kids about current event and bring the God's perspective, you know, to all this? Perhaps Steve or Chief can help? You need to unmute if you want to share.
I mean, I would say much like what Gloria mentioned about the matter of, human reproduction and all that's being talked about. Kids spend hours and hours and hours at school being filled with a lot of the world's thoughts, the world's ideas on things. And it's even becoming more, aggressively, wicked. And so the more, we can talk about these things at home, the better.Now that means we have to be prayed up and well-versed on the topics as well. And then, but not come across with a judgmental, attitude because, they'll either pick up the judgmental attitude and bring it to school. And that's going to cause a lot of problems, or they're going to hear how nice these things are talked about at school and how loving these things are talked about at school. And then if they hear,a more conservative or biblical, way of saying things, but with an attitude and judgment and anger, they're going to naturally choose, well, you know, it does sound right. It's kind of like the fruit that looked good to eat. And that's what they're getting, really a lot of at school is a lot of fruit that looks good to the eye and good to behold. And they're not getting any alternative at home.So, I think that's, I don't think we should be afraid of those things. And sometimes we might even have to say to our children, you know, I haven't read that much on that topic. Let's bring that up tomorrow and mommy and daddy will take some time to do some research and to fellowship and even pray about it. And that buys you some time. And kids love open conversation. They love the idea that you're validating what they're saying. They like that you're involved.And you'll win them over just by, showing them that you're interested in these topics.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Chief. Yeah. So now I'm going to open the room. Please join the room and have more fellowship and prayer. Okay. Yeah. And may the Lord bless each one, each family. And yeah, we can all learn from the Lord.